Shmuel Bey's Perek Yud Tes Pasuk Aleph. And so here we have several very famous psukim where the king mourns over the death of his son and says over and over again the name of his son Avshalom multiple times and the word Bini, my son, eight times, which is significant as we'll see. Absalom has become a big part of secular culture, of creativity as well. There is a novel by that name by William Faulkner from the South that won the Pulitzer Prize, all about how he uses the father and his beloved son who rebelled against him as a kind of metaphor for what the South was like after the Civil War and because of the terrible sin of slavery that divided it and permanently ruined it. In a song by the band Rush, at the end of a song called Distant Early Warning, which is about a bunch of robots gone rogue after they were created by human beings. You have to put it down and kill the android. And the protagonist says, Absalom, 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 three times. The Neil Peart, the drummer who wrote it, said he was very inspired by the biblical story, which he went to go check out after he read the novel. So there's a lot of pathos in the idea of the father whose son has been killed after rebelling against him himself. So Vayirgaz HaMelech, so now of course we go to the true Tanakh tale rather than the interpretations in popular culture. Vayirgaz HaMelech, the king was distraught, rogez, he was very upset, he was beyond himself. Vaya'al al Alias HaShar Vayevk, and remember he just got the report from the Cushi, who was crowing over the fact that the king's enemy was dead, but the king has an unexpected reaction. Instead, he ascended to the area above the gate, the Alias HaShar, and he wept. V'cho Omar Belechto, and this is what he said as he was making his way up to the high point. Bini Avshalom, Bini Vini Avshalom. My son Avshalom, my son Avshalom. The word Bini is going to be used eight times. Mi yitain musi ani sachtecha Avshalom Bini Vini. Better that I had died instead of you, Avshalom, my son, my son. So the Malbim says he was weeping because, first of all, he didn't believe Avshalom wanted to kill him, which is not necessarily so. Certainly according to Yoav, who thought that Avshalom would absolutely have killed his father. And second of all, he was taking responsibility for the fact that it was his own chet with Bathsheba that had caused all of this, because the Navi had told him, you're going to have a rebellion from within your own household. So as the one, the Malbim says, taking personally the responsibility for all of this, he is, as any parent with a child, chas v'chalila, is completely shattered by the fact that his son has died. And the Radak says that when one is in truly abject grief, a repetition is a kind of common theme that we see, because it's almost as if he's fixated on what had happened. Beis vayugad liyoav, hinei hamelech boche. And they told Yoav, the king is weeping, the king is crying, by Yisabel al Avshalom. And he is mourning over Avshalom. So this was not a surprise to Yoav, as the Mefarshim point out, because he knew already how much David was willing to overlook when it came to Avshalom, and how David didn't believe Avshalom was going to kill him. But Yoav felt that this was inappropriate and this was wrong, because as far as he was concerned, and again, the iron in Yoav, he was condemned to death for what he had done. Yoav said it was kimishpat. He deserved to die. He was condemned as a rebel, as a usurper against the king. The king felt that it was done without any true trial or due process. But Yoav feels otherwise. Now, of course, Yoav had carried out the sentence himself, so that's not a surprise. But just to wrap up the eight Avshaloms, Gimel Batihi HaTeshua, by Yomahu Le'evel L'chol Ho'am. And so the salvation that day, where with his few hundred or few thousand people, David had overcome the armies of the entire Jewish nation, the celebration, the salvation, turned to mourning for all of the people. Kishama ha'am ba'yomahu le'mor. Because the nation heard on that day, saying, where the king, Netzav ha'melech al beno, that the king was in great pain and grieving over his son. So we're not going to get to all the benis today. So we'll explain next time that each of these eight benis is significant. But the mourning of the king and the feeling of the king that Absalom was killed, shelo kadin, was very strong. Even though Yoav, of course, felt otherwise, it wasn't exactly anything that Yoav was going to announce publicly. Yes, he was, and go completely against what the king was doing. And the king's pain was sincere and overwhelming. There was nothing that could be done. Generally speaking, while a son can bring elevation to the neshama of a deceased father through tzedakah, saying kaddish, generally, the Ma'amloes brings down, a father cannot bring extra merit to a deceased son. David is going to be an exception, as we're going to see next time. But Avshalom's death is absolutely shattering for David at the end of a life that's had quite a lot of tragedy in it. Not the very end, but getting towards there. And so the melech is inconsolable, and the people are suddenly ashamed. And remember, the king had said in the hearing of everyone, deal with my son with mercy. So we'll see, the people aren't going to be able to withstand the terrible grief. It can be hard to behold that kind of grief. And so they are going to sneak away, as we'll see.